Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
What we're talking about today are health mistakes you're innocently making. You think you're doing it right, but you're not. And we're just trying to make your life a little bit easier. I know a lot of times we get real serious about nutrition and biochemistry and neurophysiology, but today's a little lighter. We're giving you some tips that you can do to incorporate into your body, into your life every single day. And it's really wonderful when you start doing these basic things, how much better your life gets. Because so many of you are doing things on a daily basis that are adversely affecting your health, and all you have to do is change what you're doing. I always talk about food. You have to eat anyway, why not eat good foods? It's just as easy. And it's funny because many times patients will come to me, and even staff, I'll hire staff who may not be 100% on board with the Dr. Joe lifestyle. And my one secretary, Christine, said to me the other day, she said, I had no idea how much you would change my life when I took this job. And I said, sweetheart, we've only just begun. As Karen Carpenter once said, we've only just begun. There's so much more we can do to change your life. And she's very excited because she's seeing some dramatic changes. And just like you, the listeners and my patients, once they make these basic changes, little tiny changes, they're blown away with how much better they feel, how much more energy they have, how their weight loss is better, how their love life improves, how they sleep better. There's no downside to being healthy. And one thing I try to teach you is how easy it is to do. It's not a big drawn-out procedure to get healthy. It's very easy. Normally functioning nervous system, normally functioning digestive system, good nutrition. That's it. There it is. I narrowed it down to three. You know, I always talk about food. And when I first started lecturing, I went through these long diatribes of what to eat, what not to eat. So I tried to narrow it down. So I came up with the seven deadly sins of nutrition. The seven deadly sins are alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. If you're a new listener, you just said, like everyone does the first time they hear that, but Dr. Joe, that's my whole diet. I can't live if I can't eat alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener. And the answer is yes, you can. It's very easy to live. And in fact, it's a lot more fun. And you'll feel tremendous eating more fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. So let's continue on about mistakes that you may be making that you can easily remedy. You like to work out? Many of you are working out indoors. Now, although any amount of exercise is going to be good for your health, doing your workouts al fresco, as we say in Italian, outside, can seriously ramp up the health benefits. You're going to get more bang for your buck. And that's what I was talking about with my supplements, the super greens, the essential source, the nitric oxide. I want to give you the best bang for your buck. When I go to a restaurant, I want to get the best bang for my buck. And I'm really, it's so easy because the healthiest things are usually the cheapest things. So working out outdoors allows you to knock out a lot of healthy habits all at once, get them all done at once. A, you're breathing fresh air to increase oxygenation and nutrient levels. Your body's going to metabolize food better. You're exposing your skin to the sun to synthesize vitamin D. You can boost your mitochondrial health. If you don't know what the mitochondria are, it's the part of the cell, it's called the powerhouse of the cell, and it's where energy is produced. And so by just being in the sunlight, you feel amazing because it actually recharges you. You're going to be viewing nature. It's so relaxing. When I get stressed out, behind my office, the Marietta office in Marietta, Georgia, there's a big park. And sometimes I just have to, you know what, I'm going for a walk. And I'll just go for a walk. It takes me about a half hour to do the whole, you know, one loop. You feel so much better. That can decrease stress. And it can lower your fat burning, your fat storing hormone called cortisol. You've heard me talk about cortisol before when I talk about the adrenal glands. Cortisol is released when you're under stress. Cortisol causes you to lay down fat. And then fat produces estrogen, which then causes you to lay down fat, which produces estrogen, which then stresses you out. Then you have cortisol, which causes you to lay down fat. So you got to break that cycle. It's not just about eating and lose weight. You got to do other things. Another bonus, you're going to improve what's called your circadian rhythm. If you've never heard of this, That's the thing that helps you sleep well at night and wake up during the day. Your brain has a rhythm. And when you mess up the rhythm, like a jet lag, that messes with your circadian rhythm. It's going to maintain energy throughout the day and improve your digestion, your metabolism. So simple remedy for this. Try swapping out your indoor workouts for an outdoor workout, even just a few times a week. And when I say working out, it could be something as simple as a walk. It could be something as going out to the garden. It could be something as even opening your windows. I open my windows every chance I get, even in the winter sometimes, if it's not that cold, I'll bundle up and open my windows just to get fresh air into the house. So it's really important that you get outside. We're designed to be outside creatures. And I want you out there as often as you can. Another problem we have, patients come to me all the time and they say, Dr. Joe, I take supplements. Okay, what do you take? Well, I have osteoporosis, so I take calcium. Exactly right. All of you said it at the same time. Very good. You're over-supplementing with calcium. One of the biggest mistakes women make is to over-supplement calcium without balancing it with magnesium. Most people are magnesium deficient. I've done many lectures on this. What are the things most people are deficient in? Magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, and then, of course, I say super greens and essential sources, the minimum supplements you should take every day. But omega-3 fatty acid, magnesium, and vitamin D are the three individual supplements that most people are deficient. When women consume, or anyone consumes, too much calcium without sufficient magnesium, not only will it create stress within the body, but the excess calcium will not be utilized correctly and may become toxic. Too much calcium becomes toxic because magnesium is essential for the absorption and metabolism of calcium. Too much calcium and too little magnesium can cause some forms of arthritis, kidney stones. I cannot tell you how many times people send me questions through the website, drjoe.com, and say, Dr. Joe, what do I do for kidney stones? So I've actually got a canned answer now. I just send out the canned answer. I customize it to meet their needs. But the answer is, be careful of how much calcium you're putting in your body. Make sure you have enough magnesium. Cut out the acid foods. If you're eating the seven deadly sins, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, what's happening is your body is using calcium to neutralize those acids. So now the body can become calcium deficient. And if you take calcium supplements without the magnesium and the boron and the vitamin D to make the whole bone healthy, now the calcium can build up, and that could even lead to things like, we said, kidney stones. Osteoporosis can occur if you're not absorbing the calcium properly or if you're eating a high-acid diet. In fact, a high-acid diet, I find, is the number one reason people get osteoporosis. So taking a medication or even taking calcium, which isn't going to work, the calcium, but you take these things to try to rebuild the bone, if you don't get to the cause of the osteoporosis, which almost always is in a high acid diet, and the body's using calcium to neutralize the acid, you're not gonna get anywhere. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, and you might get a little improvement on your bone. You know, we do some testing for osteoporosis, oh, it's a little better, your score got a little better. If we change to an alkaline diet, we treated the cause, and that solves the problem. Many people are taking acid reflux medication. How many people take acid reflux medication? Raise your hands. A lot of you do. And so what happens there, if you're taking acid reflux medications, many times that prevents you from absorbing calcium, B12, iron, and magnesium. Magnesium and calcium. Wait a minute, we just talked about that. So a lot of people develop osteoporosis or other health issues because they're taking these medications. If you're taking acid reflux medication, read the bottle. It will say very clearly, don't take for more than a few weeks. I think it's usually 2 weeks. How many people take these things for years? And in many cases, all we have to do is take the stomach and adjust it or pull it down away from the diaphragm. We pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm, you start digesting your food more efficiently, and then you don't have to take the medication in many cases. I'm not saying don't take medication. I'm saying let's get you healthy enough so you don't need the medication. And every doctor I've ever met says the same thing. I agree, I want to get my patients healthy enough so they don't need the medication. So we're all on the same page, but many times people don't know what to do. That's why this radio show or TV show is so helpful. You can go to our website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com, over 1,000 hours of podcasts, audio and video. So become a Dr. Joe junkie and start listening and watching and start learning, because I promise you, you're going to be very happy with those decisions. Back to calcium. I digress. If you're taking too much calcium, especially if it's calcium carbonate, which is the junk calcium, I call it, you need citrate or lactate, calcium carbonate, never take calcium carbonate. That can even potentially lead to hardening of the arteries. It can lead to cardiovascular disease. So how do we solve this problem? Before you start taking vitamins and supplements, come talk to us. Let me tell you if you need them or not. My grandfather, my German grandfather, wrote about this in one of my books that I wrote called Prescription for Extreme Health. He always said, always buy the best. It's always cheaper. Now, he was a poor immigrant that came to America in the 1920s to get away from Hitler. And he was a German in America during World War II. Okay, not a good place to be. But he was, of course, an American at the time. He became a patriot. But he had wisely, he didn't talk much, but he gave me a lot of good advice. And one of the things he said is always buy the best, it's always cheaper. And when it comes to supplements, that is certainly true. Same thing with healthcare. I don't want discount healthcare. You know, I don't want to go discount brain surgeon. I want the best brain surgeon there is. I want the best chiropractor there is. I don't want somebody twisting on my back if they don't know what they're doing. I want somebody who knows what they're doing. So buying the best is always a good idea. And that's why our supplements, I consider some of the best on the market, and they're all available at drjoe.com. Other things that you're doing to mess up your health that you might be thinking are good, you're not getting enough sleep. Everybody knows that sleep is critical for feeling your best, but many people don't realize that not getting enough can seriously impact your overall physical and mental health. You cannot drink coffee and get over lack of sleep. There's nothing you can take. There's no stimulant. There's no soda type drink. There's no pill you can take that's going to overcome. The most important thing you can do, aside from nervous system, digestive system, nutrition, is sleep. Lack of sleep puts a stress on your body and depletes your body of anti-stress mood minerals, specifically what? Magnesium. Remember magnesium from calcium way back when? As well as other mood-enhancing nutrients like B vitamins. This may result in mood swings, grumpiness, lack of energy, fatigue, depression, anxiety. The feel-good brain chemicals that are boosted by some medications depend on magnesium for production. So even if you're taking a medication, if you're not sleeping and using up your magnesium stores and not getting enough magnesium, the medication isn't working. On the way to the studio today, I heard a commercial, and the commercial was for some medication for anxiety or depression. And they said, my doctor told me that 1/3 of the people don't respond to the first medication they take for depression. So you should try our medication. Nowhere does anyone ever talk about finding out why. And this is why I'm such a big fan of getting your digestive system working, because digestive system breaks down nutrients so you can absorb them, breaks down proteins to produce neurotransmitters. I support mental health. Counseling is so important, because sometimes you just got to sit and talk to somebody. And many times a good counselor is going to let you answer your own questions. And you go, oh, that's where that came from. Now I get it. So nervous system, digestive system, nutrition, you want to get mental, physical, and chemical health. And if you're not getting enough sleep, it's going to affect the mental, chemical, and physical health. Lack of sleep will also affect your energy levels, your concentration levels, your cognitive function. Cognitive function, if you don't know what that word means, is how you think. So what's the remedy? Sleep more. And I've done shows already on sleep. I'll probably do another one in the future. But adults age 18 to 64 should get between 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Those over 65, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Couple of tips on sleep. Number one. If you're in pain, if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, restless leg syndrome, come see us. Let us fix the problem. That's going to be one of the keys. Because you can take all the sleep medications and the melatonin and everything else you want. It's not going to get to the problem. It's only treating the symptoms. And melatonin is good short term, but it's not good long term. If you start taking melatonin long term, that can affect your brain's function of melatonin. Your body doesn't produce its own then. Melatonin is a hormone that helps you sleep. Number two, the room has to be dark. If you can't get your room dark, go to the drugstore, buy a $5 eye mask and sleep with an eye mask on. Number three, if you're sensitive like I am and wake up to the littlest noise, if a mosquito sneezes in another room, I wake up. Get yourself some earplugs. I have blackout curtains in my bedroom, and my bedroom is very quiet, which I'm very happy with. But try to find things that help. If you have acid reflux, back to that again. Many people can't lay down because when they lay down, the stomach pushes against the diaphragm and they have acid reflux. So what do we do about that? Come to see us and see if we can fix it. Don't eat at least 3 hours before you go to bed, preferably more. I do intermittent fasting and I skip dinner about 2 or 3 times a week. Now, sometimes I can. I have meetings. I have events I have to go to and it's a dinner event. So then I'll eat. But if I have the opportunity, I'll just skip dinner. I tell you what, you want to sleep good? Holy cow. Also, CBD oil. There's a lot of research now on CBD oil showing that CBD can help with sleep. On the website, drjoe.com, we have Dr. Joe's hemp oil, which contains CBD and a ton of other cannabinoids or chemicals that we're finding now that work really well in the body. So a lot of people are saying, Dr. Joe, I take Dr. Joe's hemp oil before I go to bed. I sleep real well. And it can help with pain, too. That's why we have it there. But getting good night's sleep is so important, and you can fix a lot of those problems. You're not taking care of your back. It kind of ties in with the sleep. We're talking today about mistakes you may be making when it comes to your health that you need to fix. If you're not taking preventative care for your back, you're going to have a problem. Most people don't think about preventive care for pain, but wait until the pain hits and you say, I'm not going to take action now. Not a good idea. Preventative care for back pain to prevent degenerative arthritis is important because if bones are out of place, simply put, they rub up against each other, there's an inflammatory reaction, and the joints wear out. This is why with chiropractic care, we like to treat the symptoms of the patient, and then we even talk about a maintenance program. And a lot of our patients come in just for a tune-up periodically. And if the bones are out of place rubbing up against each other, you can get arthritis, osteoarthritis. Now, here's the thing. Osteoarthritis usually doesn't hurt in its early stages. It only starts to hurt later on. So back pain affects millions of people each year. And more people today are looking to alternative methods of preventative health care instead of taking drugs and surgery, if you're like almost every one of my patients and everyone listening to our shows. I, of course, suggest chiropractic care as a primary portal of entry. Massage works real well. Stretching is really well, works real well, which can help protect muscles and tendons from injury and prevent spinal degeneration. Again, we talk about healthy, normally functioning nervous system, which is the spine, making sure the joints are all lined up, there's no pinched nerves, a normally functioning digestive system. I recommend you eat something raw at every meal. When I say raw, broccoli, cucumbers, tomatoes, avocados, salad, raw food has enzymes in it. Enzymes, I predict, are going to be the next big thing when it comes to nutrition. You know, we go through these crazes, high fat, low fat, high carb, low carb, a paleo diet. I predict that CBD oil and enzymes are going to be the next big waves in healthcare. And the reason is these are the two things nobody talks about, but without the enzymes, nothing else works. Doesn't matter if you're high-carb, low-fat, high-fat, whatever it is, no diet is going to work, no dietary plan is going to work unless you have a good amount of enzymes. When you're young, you produce a lot of enzymes, your saliva, your stomach, your digestive system, your pancreas. These are all things that help break down the food. However, when we get older, our enzyme levels drop. It's called aging. And there's a real simple thing you can do about that is make sure you're eating something raw at every meal. I take Dr. Joe's digestive enzymes every time I eat a cooked meal. Now, if there's something raw with the meal, I may skip the enzymes, but I take that. I take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source every day. You should too, because it's the minimum supplement you should be taking every day. And almost everyone that takes and says, Dr. Joe, how did I ever live without these things? This is amazing. Why did I suffer so long? And my answer is always, I don't know. I don't know why you're suffering. I'm giving you the answers. Use them. Can we fix everything? Absolutely not. But in most cases, we get amazing results. And again, we can always co-manage the case with other doctors if we need to. Don't come off your medication. Stay on your medication until we get you healthy enough that you don't need the medication. I'm not against medication. I'm against unnecessary use of medication, unnecessary use of healthcare. It's real simple. If we follow these rules, we were not going to have a healthcare crisis anymore. Because the doctors can be busy seeing patients that they have to see, the medical doctors. The chiropractic physicians can take care of those patients that are entry level. You decide what you're going to eat. Somebody said to me the other day, I was doing a live show, and they said, what about high fructose corn syrup? It's banned in a lot of other countries. Do you think it'll ever be banned here? And my answer is, you have to make that decision. A, you don't have to use it. It's very simple. You don't have to buy it. My friend Clark Howard always says, vote with your wallet. I love that phrase. I've adopted that phrase. I stole it from him, and I told him that. I stole it from you. Vote with your wallet. You don't have to be mad. You don't have to go online and start ranting and raving, whatever it is. I don't like this restaurant. That car dealership didn't treat me well. You know what? Just don't go spend your money there. That's the easiest way to deal with any business. Just don't spend your money. And when you stop spending your money on unhealthy foods, it's going to change. Look at what's happened recently. You've got fast food restaurants with plant-based Whoppers, and plant-based McDonald's has them now, and Dunkin' Donuts has them now, and a Subway has them now. Plant-based meat substitutes. I'm thrilled. Are they healthy? No, they're not really health foods. But the fact that the word is getting out that a company as big as these fast food giants would say, you know what? There's a public demand for this. We're going to offer it. Of course, they make a profit on it, which, hey, I'm fine. I think capitalism is wonderful. But you are going to decide what you buy. And so you can decide with your wallet. And that's why chiropractic care, most effective, least expensive treatment for pain. Why wouldn't you do it? It makes no sense to me why anybody goes anywhere else first. And I don't want you to make that bad decision. A lot of people circle back around to us and say, now I'm finally getting it fixed. So again, we can't fix everything. We get really good results. All right. So we're talking today about health mistakes that you make that you don't even realize you're making. How about this one? You're eating too much fruit. Now, you know, Dr. Joe always says you want to eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, but not all fruit is created equal. Eating fruit is certainly part of a healthy diet. It's part of my healthy diet. But certain fruits are higher in sugar than others. Fruits that have a higher, what we call glycemic index, how much sugar they have in them and how it spikes your blood sugar, are very high in sugar should be eaten in moderation. For example, grapes. Grapes have more sugar than chocolate, depending how much you eat. Now, it's a different type of sugar. It's fructose. However, fructose has to be converted into glucose in your liver, and in the process, the body produces uric acid. Uric acid gets in your joints, and it hurts. So making grapes a daily part of your diet instead of other fruit like apples might cause you to gain weight. So a real simple remedy for this, consume more fruits that are high in fiber and low in sugar. How about cherries, grapefruits, apples, pears, avocados, tomatoes? They are technically fruits, by the way. They're not vegetables, they're fruits. But eating foods like that are going to be a better choice. And those really high sweet fruits, you can have them periodically, but make sure you're having a lot of fiber with it. Because the fiber is going to push the sugar through the colon, so you don't absorb as much, and the fiber is going to block up your receptor sites. Those are the places where sugar gets absorbed, and so you're going to absorb less sugar. Now, I talk a lot about that in my diabetic lecture, so if you go to our website, drjoe.com, type in a topic that you're looking for, diabetes, men's health, women's health, digestion, weight loss, whatever it is, we've probably done a show on it. If we haven't, we're probably going to do a show on it. Because I'm a patient, too. My staff are patients. And my patients, of course, are patients. And I want to give you all the results that we can, the best results for the least amount of money with the quickest results. And so just that's why we do these shows. Go to website drjoe.com. Well over 1,000 hours of audio and video. Depends what you like. You can watch it. You can listen to it. Whatever makes you happy, it's all there. And all the supplements we talk about, the Super Greens, the Essential Source, minimum you should be taking every day. Digestive enzymes, vitamin D, all that's on the website drjoe.com. And if you come to our offices, we in the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. You can pick up the supplements, save shipping. I'm all about trying to save you money, folks. I really am. So you can pick up the supplements there if you'd like. Other things you're doing that may not be the best. And this happens a lot. Patients come to us and say, Dr. Joe, I have a cold. I want antibiotics. Now, antibiotics many times are given for bacterial infections and when used properly are amazing. But a lot of people, they get a cold or the flu and they want antibiotics. That's a viral infection. So when you're sick, your first instinct might be to medicate. But antibiotics only work on bacteria. They do nothing for viruses, which are the most important and most common cause of colds and sinuses and throat infections. So taking antibiotics when you have a viral infection can cause side effects like diarrhea and breed bacterial resistance, which means bacteria don't respond to medications later on. They can kill off the good bacteria in your colon, lead to yeast infections. If you have to take antibiotics, you've got to be really careful. So what do we do about that? If you have a virus that you can take anti-inflammatories, you can take an ibuprofen, acetaminophen, if you have to medicate, but I'd rather you get to the cause of the problem. Drink a lot of fluids, rest. Your immune system is going to take care of everything else if you take care of you. On one of the things I see with the immune system, that's such a big player, vitamin D. So many of us are deficient in vitamin D. And in fact, unless it's summertime and you're walking around outside with your shirt off, chances are you don't have enough vitamin D. So whenever you get your blood work done, I'm begging you, I want you to get what's called your C-reactive protein tested, which is going to test how much inflammation there is in the body. And if that's high, you need to come see us. And I want you to test your vitamin D. If your vitamin D is low, I want you to take vitamin D supplements. Now, here's the thing. Everybody, almost everybody, I can never say 100% of the time, almost everybody's going to be low in vitamin D if they're not supplementing. I want you to take vitamin D3, not vitamin D2. Vitamin D2 is the synthetic version, doesn't work as well as vitamin D3. It has to be converted into vitamin D3. Once again, vitamin D is the cheapest insurance policy you will ever buy in your entire life. So vitamin D, I take 5,000 international units a day. How much is that? 5 drops. 5 drops of Dr. Joe's vitamin D. We also add vitamin K2 to that to help bone health. But vitamin D is so important to keep your body healthy. And most of us are going to be deficient in it. I take also Dr. Joe's wellness booster every day in the winter too. Wellness booster has echinacea, powdiarchal, and olive leaf extract in it. And that stimulates your immune system. So I take that every day. And the key is you've got to avoid sugar because sugar is going to blow out your immune system. And I did a big TV show the other day and I called Surviving the Holidays. And what happens? Halloween comes, you eat sugar, you get sick. The week after that, most people are sick after Halloween. Then Thanksgiving comes, people get sick a week or two after that. Then Christmas comes, people are sick a week or two after that. New Year's, week or two after that. Finally, somewhere in the middle of January, February, your immune system is so blown out that everybody's sick. So vitamin D is going to be a key here, a wellness booster I take. If I do feel like I'm getting sick, I have something called seasonal tonic. Now, this stuff is ginger, horseradish, cayenne pepper, onion, and garlic, and I'll take that as well. So, folks, out of time. If you liked what you heard, go to our website, drjoe.com, over 1,000 hours of podcasts there, audio and video. If you have any questions, send them to me through the website. I'm more than happy to answer them for you. All the supplements we talked about, especially Super Greens and Essential Source, on the website. Or you can pick them up at our offices. We have offices in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. And if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, a health issue you're just stuck on, come see us. Let's see if this is something we can help. In most cases, we get very good results. If we can't help you, we'll tell you that too. Some people come to us, they're just too far gone, and we try to get the diet straightened out, we try to get the digestive system straightened out, and we can maybe manage some of their symptoms, but to get the results, you want to come see us as soon as possible. In fact, if you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged. You need to come see us right away. The website again, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.